Welcome to Energy First Responders, July 15th, 2020. We allow our gratitude to come forward. We give great, great thanks for this opportunity to be with Spirit and to assist in whatever's best way possible. We ask for that first, that whatever is needed be directed. That our most pure intention is to create a positive universe, a new way of being, and let it come in and shift all of the ways now as we go back to an original divine blueprint. Of purity, of grace, love, wisdom, power, divine purpose, divine intention to guide our thoughts. Guide our actions. And to assist our emotions. As we listen and speak. The two ways of communication. Hearing, listening. To others, to Spirit, and speaking, expressing our ideas, our opinions, our theories, and also expressing the essence of who we are, that source of unconditional love, with peace, understanding, and happiness. Allow all of these qualities that were mentioned, just take a moment to allow them to move through your body and your system as you come to a more centered and balanced place within you. You can do this with your breathing by breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, allowing the breath to drop down right through your diaphragm, right into that solar plexus area. Make sure to really clear, to take that deep breath, not with a strain, but just allow it to go downward, and then it will drop into the lower body as well, but particularly that place with the diaphragm, the V and the rib cage comes together, the place where we hold our fear, just letting all of that go. Our anger, our angst, our frustrations. Just breathing past them. Take a moment as you're doing this to allow yourself to feel all the way down into the ground so that you feel your feet touching wherever you are. And if you're lying down, imagining them touching the earth. And with a different form of breath, send your breath down through the bottom of your feet, all the way into the center of the earth. And with the out-breath, feeling, pressing our feet to the earth with the out-breath, and then feeling the earth right there pressing back, feeling that connection through our feet, through a feeling connection, and an energy movement connection. And allow now what many people call your I Am Presence, your soul self, your master designer, your very essence, to fill that space even more from above your head all the way down to below your feet. All of that area that you've been breathing, allow it to become empowered. With your essence. Use whatever word works best for you. And just clear out, just ask the help, which is very present with this group, from the divine source, from the earth source, to just clear any old patterns. Any stuck emotions, any beliefs that are no longer useful, just allow that to happen. As again, you just breathe through yourself. And we come together with our platform that we have created to allow all our energies to come into alignment, to be used to help the planet, to help all the people on the planet, men, women, and children, to help an encompassing version of the three types of kingdoms, plant, animal, and mineral, all of the spirits that assist with those kingdoms, all of the spirits that assist with humanity, everything that is of the highest good and the purest intention. And we would ask at this time for a coming together of a way to move out of the chaos, out of the discord, especially around the COVID-19 virus. On a worldwide level. And as a sub-portion, we're going to ask also for particularly those of us in Arizona and particularly Tucson, for assistance in shifting through all the consequences from the major fires at this time. And again, for all the kingdoms as well, the planimals. And as we open this space for a new structure to come through, energetic structures. We're going to call on the elements, the elementals, and the Elohim. With as pure a process as we can. To bring the energies around what's being created from the virus situation into more balance and harmony, into creative solutions, and into the truth coming through. And into allowing what is most beneficial to survive all of the ways in which things are coming through to help the virus. There's all kinds of vaccines and different treatments and different ideas and all kinds of ways to get immunity and blood transfusions. There's all kinds of stuff that we are being gifted. And to bring them through in a way that makes it clearer, that allows all of the resistance or any of the negative forces to just release any power they have. And allow our hearts to come into alignment to create the beauty of the solutions. And allow our group to help bring power to what is the best at the highest level that we know for the most beneficial outcomes as we sort through all of these different ways of helping that are coming through. And we ask those that are asking for help, those with the virus, those who are afraid of the virus, anyone who might catch the virus, to find their way with ease and grace to the very right solutions for them, and to allow them to be available. We ask our availability to be a prominent part. Of these solutions, and we ask them to be sorted through. That only those with pure intention and that can really help will survive in the long run to assist everyone. We ask for also all of the precautions for the most beneficial ones to come through, to perhaps even be required. allow us to bring the unity principle in. And I'm going to now ask our whole group to go above the level of polarity. And that level of polarity is right, wrong, good, and bad, including any thoughts about this is the right way, blah, blah. To go above polarity consciousness as best we can as a group and to raise our platform. So that as often as possible with the nines that we can reach this place. And from this unity principle, allow the love principle, where we love and care about each other, to come through. So that there is an alignment with the original divine plan, the original divine purpose. The original divine blueprint, whatever you want to call that. As we allow a cleaning up of whatever needs to go, whatever needs to come back into balance, for all of humanity particularly, as well as everything else that's a part, we give great thanks as the elements come forward. Allow yourself to feel each element as I speak its name. And some of you may have more elements. Please feel free to speak their names as well. The four major elements that people know about and are mostly in agreement with. The element that's coming through first is water. Feel that element, be with it, know it, trust it, accept it. Element of earth. Notice how different that feels. Know it, trust it, accept it. That element of fire. All the positive qualities. Know fire, trust fire, accept fire. Let them all become your friends. Air. That breath. Very different how air feels. Know it, trust it, accept it. These are the four basics that we work with. Other people have others. I'm going to mention ether. And for those of you who want to know, trust, and accept ether, and there are some traditional Chinese medicines. elements, the metal element, those who choose to know, trust, and accept it, the wood element, those who choose to go ahead, know, trust, and accept it. And now we are going to allow each one of us to allow them into our lives even more. We're going to work with them right now and ask that the elementals themselves and the Elohim come in and begin to create. I'm seeing, feeling, and sensing that what we're creating is an energetic peace that is coming to the earth. Remember, whatever each one of you is getting, we can talk about this later. And we're allowing our normal ego mind state to be out of the way as we just let this come through and be created from a higher consciousness level. We're Source and Mother Earth are coming together in the point they come together of consciousness. And they create this beginning of this new structure. There may be many other structures coming from it later. And we would like to ask that we be shown a sign after this group is over, hopefully between now and next week, maybe, or maybe later, that what we are doing is making a difference. For our intention is to assist the COVID situation to come into a new balance, a new way of being. Very manageable. As much truth as possible. Necessary actions taken. And the new ways that come from the new principle. So we ask that this, what people call a pandemic, for COVID, something that humanity needs to go through, apparently, but that the new way of dealing with it and allowing it to come through for all of the health workers who are overworked, for all of the naysayers, all of the people who want the freedom to be themselves, to use their will, all of the forces involved to come into balance and harmony according to the principles of love, unity. We're also going to bring in the Divine Feminine Collective. And the Elohim are asking me to allow ourselves to spend a few moments to to allow them to come through us to assist this process from their level of consciousness and perhaps through what has come through above them into them. So spend a moment going into the silence. You can do your own thing as well. But the Elohim are requesting that we create a space for them to work through us into these creations that we're asking for. We're going into the silence. Very gently, very slowly, allow yourself to come back to my voice. And we're concluding in just a moment, so bring yourself back. The Elohim have asked that if we want to, we can strengthen what was done today with our breath by just breathing in and out with them, asking to strengthen what we're creating. And they were suggesting that we do it on the nines. So at some point during that 10 minutes, the 9 a.m. and the 9 p.m., just take a few breaths, just allowing our own breath to ask that request that we strengthen, continue to strengthen what we're creating and building for new ways. The Renaissance, the new way of being. And again, I'm asking them and all the help that was here today, which we are very grateful and thankful for, send our love to have some kind of a sign through any one of us noticing that might indicate that what we're doing is making a difference to renew us. We give great thanks. I'm going to say three phrases on a count of three, and then we will end. One, two, three. So be it, so it is done.